Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. CASA, Court-Appointed Special Advocates. What is it? What do they do? Why is it important? It's vital and is a national program. We have here in Clatsop County the Clatsop County CASA program, which is celebrating an 18th annual celebration that they do, which is a fundraiser. It's something that they do every year, and it's Thursday, March 10th at the Bridgewater Bistro. But today we're going to find out more about what CASA is, why it matters, how you can be involved, and why our community supports this really valuable nonprofit 501c3 organization. Today in the studio, I have Julia Mabry. Julia is the executive director of CASA. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning, Donna.
Very happy to have you in the studio today.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
I also have Sari Verdenoya. Did I do that correctly?
Verdenoya.
Sari Verdenoya Hartman, who is well known to many people here in this community. She is a board member of Clatsop, of the Clatsop County CASA board. Welcome, Sari.
Good morning.
And before we begin talking about what the CASA program is and why it's important in this community and nationwide, Julia, please tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, I moved into this community. It's been almost 20 years, probably 18 or so, and I love it here. I'm not originally from Oregon or even the United States, although I recently became a citizen. And so I came here from Germany in a roundabout way, and I got involved in the community right away in various aspects in the schools and wellness, fitness, nutrition, all kinds of things. And eventually, in the last couple of years, got involved with CASA.
Well, you are their new executive director, and welcome. And we are very fortunate to have you, because I know I've worked with you on several other projects, and I know that your heart is in this, and that we are very fortunate to have you as the executive director right now.
Thank you. I'm still a little bit green behind the ears in the job. I started in January, but I'm very excited to take it on.
But you have a terrific board to work with, and let's talk a little bit about Sari, and let's hear a little bit about your background and why you're involved with CASA, too.
All right. Well, I'm a Finnish immigrant, and my family moved here to Astoria in the early 70s, went to school here. I got to grow up in this fabulous community. I have a salon called Salon Vervey, and I've had it for about 21 years in our town here. And I'm married. I have a 20-year-old daughter. And I just love living in our community. I'm just so glad to be here and be a part of CASA, for that matter.
You know, maybe we should talk about what CASA is. For those listening, members of the listening audience who maybe are unfamiliar with CASA, can we give a brief overview of what it is?
Yeah, so CASA, we are, Clatsop CASA program is a nonprofit organization that serves all of Clatsop County. We train and supervise volunteers who then work with foster children in the community and look out for the best interest of these children. So kids that are neglected or abused and are found to have been neglected or abused by the courts get appointed CASA as a program, and then we assign a volunteer to each child, if we have enough volunteers, to follow their case and to get to know this child and to advocate for this child in court and for services when they're not in court. So a CASA, a court-appointed special advocate, is always a volunteer in this county, somebody who looks out for the best interest of a child in foster care. So for the best interest of a child who is usually not living with his or her parents, who has experienced some significant trauma oftentimes, and who really needs that caring voice from the community to speak for them.
This is, in effect, it's a safety net for children who could fall through the system, who could get lost, who already have issues, that with family, and so the court has said, you know, this child is perhaps at risk in some way, and so now you have CASA volunteer, a person who has been trained because you have a training program, and I know you have one coming up at the end of this month, and so a local citizen who says, you know, I want to make a positive difference in the world, I want to help the children who are at risk, this is a great way for them to do that.
Right. So basically, a CASA is an extra set of eyes and ears, someone who listens to the child and who looks what this child may need in order to prosper and to be happy. So every child in foster care in the dependency system has, of course, they have a foster parent or two. They have their biological family. They have a caseworker from DHS. They have an attorney. And then they have a CASA. And the CASA is really the only one in that whole system who speaks exclusively on behalf of this child in the best interest of that child. Without being beholden to anything. There's no policies that this CASA has to follow as far as they're not beholden to anyone's agenda other than what is best for this kiddo.
CASA is a nationwide program. I don't know. Do you know when it started? Do we have any idea how long it's been in existence?
I believe it started sometime in the 70s in Seattle when a judge realized that there was really nobody looking out for the best interest of the child. The child welfare system is pretty elaborate, and the caseworkers, their first agenda has to be to reunify the family if that is possible. So a caseworker's job involves working with the biological parents a lot and getting them to where they can raise their own children. Sometimes their policies prohibit them from doing what is exclusively best for this kid, and that's really where the CASA steps in.
There's an old African saying, it's a Kikuyu saying, and it says, when the elephants fight, the grass gets trampled. And in this situation, having a person, one dedicated person to that child, to give them a voice in the system is crucial and makes all the difference for their future.
Absolutely, and that's why I think our judge really, or our judges really enjoy having that voice from the community, to have that one person who is a community member like you and me. All of us working at CASA are also CASA volunteers, so we know what we're talking about, and to be that voice. To speak up for a child.
This is a program which is supported by, obviously, our judges, our attorneys here, all those who are in the legal system, and our businesses, local businesses. And I know that we have some sponsors for the, the upcoming 18th annual Class of CASA celebration, which is a week from Thursday. It's Thursday, March 10th at the Bridgewater Bistro. And we'll talk more about that later. But how do businesses get involved? And how do citizens get involved? Do they just write you a check? Do they go to your website? I mean, how can people be involved?
Well, obviously, we love it when people write us a check because that allows us to do the training of our volunteers and to supervise our volunteers and to do everything that it takes to run a nonprofit, which... We have a staff of four part-time people working. The vast majority of the work that gets done by our volunteers, so they don't get paid, which makes this program so cost-effective. If you look at the society as a whole, we accomplish lots of things with our wonderful dedicated volunteers. So the way that people can get involved as they give us a call and they say, I would like to become a sponsor of the celebration. I would like to support this program. I would like to become a CASA volunteer, or I would like to just learn more about what it is that you do.
Sadi, you have been on the board for a very long time. Why did you choose? There are so many worthwhile nonprofit organizations in our community and region and in our nation and worldwide. Why did you choose CASA?
I chose CASA because I have just a yearning in my heart to help the children in our community. And you just have to imagine what it would be like to be a young child in a home where you are being emotionally abused, physically abused, and what they have to endure. and how absolutely terrifying that would be, and not feeling like you have anyone to talk to, and just a desperate feeling of how your reality could change. And then the police come in, they take these children, you know, away from their parents. That's a terrible, terrible place for a child to be. And for me, this program offers light into their life. You know, it's like they've got judges they're dealing with, they have legal representation, but they really just need someone to be there for them, to be their advocate, to just be sitting near them, hearing what's in their heart, hearing what they need. Thankfully, children are incredibly resilient when given the opportunity. And I just feel that CASA gives the children the opportunity to have hope in their life. Ultimately, we would, of course, like them to be back with their biological family, but there's a lot of things that have to happen to bring that to fruition. And in the meantime, it is our job in this community to take care of our young children, mostly the foster children in our community. We can all just hope to have a charmed childhood, and these kids are not blessed with that. So in our community, we have to step up and protect them, because they're our future. And they are not in this situation by their own wrongdoing in any way whatsoever. They are collateral damage in a series of poor choices. And that would be, think of just being in that situation as an adult. Can you imagine being an innocent and not understanding what's happening to you and why your family's being torn apart? There is such a need to have that person sitting next to that child and just reassuring them that it's going to be okay.
And that's something, this kind of training, because they're just normal citizens. I mean, you don't have to have a background in the legal field. You have to have a willing heart, the ability to listen, and you have a special training program that goes on. And you know, sometimes people would think, oh, gosh, CASA, that must be depressing. No, the people I've spoken to who are CASAs, who are court-appointed special advocates in this community, we have something like, what, 46 right now? And can use more, and that's why you're having a training class starting March 30th. They are so positive about their experience as a CASA, because they know that their contribution of time and energy has made a positive difference in a child's life. And so it's actually, it can be a very joyful experience.
Absolutely.
And it is for our CASAs. It's incredibly rewarding to bring about something positive for these kids, whether that's helping them get into a certain sport activity, whether that's organizing a certain therapy for them, whatever it may be, or advocating in court for them to visit more with their brother and sister, or it can be any of those things that a CASA does. I just wanted to get back to something that you said earlier, that they're normal citizens. I want to say yes and no, because people who decide to do this are extraordinary people. So yes, there are community members like you and me. You wouldn't see it on them that they're CASAs when you meet them, but they're truly extraordinary for dedicating some of their time and their life experience to do this for kids.
And we're going to talk in the second half of the program about what it takes to be a CASA, the kind of training that's coming up, and the celebration. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. Today we're talking about CASA. CASA is Court-Appointed Special Advocates. It's a nonprofit 501c3 organization. It's to help children who have found themselves in the legal system and need an advocate. And this program is run by volunteers. CASA, because it takes all of us in this community to support CASA, are having the 18th annual celebration is happening Thursday, March 10th from 6 to 9 at the Bridgewater Bistro. And we will talk more. This is a fundraising opportunity. There are opportunities to be a sponsor. If you're a business, you can buy an event ticket. You can become a CASA volunteer. There are lots of ways that you can be engaged helping the young people in our community who are at risk and who can be given a helping hand and taken in a positive direction, or as Sadi just said, providing light. My guests today are Julia Mabry. Julia is the new executive director of CASA, and also Sadi Ventanoja Hartman. She is Finnish, and we're glad for that, Kitos, that you are Finnish. We need that sisu in our community, right?
Yes, we do.
We need the sisu, yes. The guts, the fortitude of
yes,
the Finns
here. The tenacity.
Here. The tenacity, the no-givety-uppity, you bet. So in order to become a CASA, what happens?
Well, you get in touch with us and sign up for the class. The class is free for anyone to participate. We meet Wednesday evenings at the college for 6 weeks, and then there's the online portion in addition to that. So it's completing that class and then deciding this is for me, because there some people just after the class decide that is not for them. So you go through the class, and then we have to do background checks, of course, on people, because it is an activity that involves working with children and working with very private information about people in our community. So we run background checks on our volunteers. And then it involves being sworn in. So the judge swears our volunteers in as a CASA, and before that, they're not allowed to take a case. So after they're sworn in as a CASA, they are sworn to uphold a very high standard of advocacy for these children, and then they get their cases assigned, and they start working with kids.
What's amazing is that this is such a successful program. I mean, nationwide, CASA is real. I mean, the numbers show.
Because there's a need for it.
And it wasn't here until that judge realized that we need to have this platform. So how can people reach CASA if they want to say, if someone's listening and they say, you know, I have some extra time. I want to be involved in community. I want to help our children who are at risk. Therefore, I'm interested in going to this class, the 6-week class, which begins on March 30th. I want to learn more about it and see if I'm a good fit for CASA. You have the website you want to tell people about, the phone number?
Yeah, so our phone number is 503-338-6063, and you can call us anytime. We're in and out of the office, like I said. We're all part-time, but we do return messages right away. Or you can visit our website at www.clatsupcasa.org, or you can find us on Facebook. So those are the three easiest ways to find us. But you can definitely just Google Clatsop CASA and you'll find our website and get in touch with us that way.
Let's talk about what's going to happen on Thursday, March 10th. What is the 18th annual Clatsop CASA celebration happening at the Bridgewater Bistro?
Well, most of our CASAs are don't do much fanfare around their volunteer contribution to the community, and we like to celebrate what they do. So we're combining a fundraising event, our biggest fundraising event of the year, with an opportunity to show our gratitude for the amazing work that our volunteers do. So we celebrate our CASA volunteers at the same time that we raise money to be able to continue working in this program.
And I know that this year, Sadi, you are the actual chair. You're the organizer of this event, correct?
Yes, I am.
And tell us about how that might be different this year than past years. Or I know that this is an opportunity to go and to mingle with judges and lawyers and people who are involved in taking care of our community in ways that we may not normally meet, you know, because they are part of the legal system. Tell us what's going to happen this year.
Well, every year we like to do something a little bit different. And this year, I decided that I really wanted to shift the focus back towards the volunteers, and those being the CASAs especially. And so many people often, when I talk to them about this program, they feel that it would be too much work or too much commitment. I just don't have the time. And I want them to be able to see who the faces are behind the volunteering. And so we're going to have these reader boards up, and you're going to be able to see, I mean, Julia, how many people are on this list here? Approximately 25?
No, this is actually more than 40.
Okay, so more than 40 people. And you're going to be able to see the CASA's name and just a little bit of information about what they're working on presently. And so we're hoping that this will cause people to start the dialogue about what does this really look like? How could this fit into my life? And when you get to see it in action, you get to see familiar names behind the work. You can walk up and ask questions to some of these CASAs. Then you're like, oh, I know her. She works at the dentist's office. Oh, this gal cleans my house. Oh, that's my attorney. These are working people in our community that are advocating for these children. And really, this year is about showing gratitude for all the work that people put into this program to help protect the children in our community.
And they receive something back, which is a satisfaction that they have made a difference. And I think we all know that a life without meaning is really a miserable life. And to have a purpose, a raison d'etre, a reason to be, to feel that you're doing something that is making a difference, and you can see that's tangible with CASA. And when I've had shows in the past about CASA, I've talked to CASAs in the community who say, you know, it doesn't take that much time. I spend an hour a week with a child, or maybe I'm researching to try to find some family members that maybe we don't know exist. There are lots of ways for CASAs
Absolutely.
To be involved. So you're trying to say, look at all these people who are in the community who are CASAs. They can do it, and you can do it too.
Absolutely. It makes it more attainable. Kind of takes the guessing out of what is this going to look like if I get on the bus. So also, if people aren't ready to sign up for the classes at this point, come to the event. Call us. Call the office. Get a hold of Julia. You can just volunteer at the event. Just kind of check it out and see what we're about. But you know, along with the board members will be there. A lot of CASAs will be there. Local judges and people that are involved in the legal system. We also have Senator Betsy Johnson.
Senator Betsy Johnson's a huge fan of CASA.
Yes, she is. And she is a rock star, let me tell you. We're so blessed to have her. And then also from Washington State, we're going to have Senator Marco Lias as well, present, who is very passionate about CASA. And it's going to be a great evening.
It's a celebration. You have gourmet small plates and beverages and music and visiting and socializing and celebrating this important work.
Yeah, and you know, this is very close to my heart too, because my nephew, Kimo Verenoya, and his wife, Jen Verenoya, have been married for probably right about 6 years now, and they actually have in the last 5 years adopted 4 foster children themselves. And 2 of them are siblings, and those 4 children have fulfilled our family in a way that I can't even begin to ascribe. They're such an abundant blessing to have in our lives, and they were not able to go back to their biological homes. And my nephew was a foster parent with his wife, and to watch that process happen so close to home for me has been humbling and beautiful all in one. And I get to see what our work can look like. And it's an abundant gift, I'm telling you.
See, when people are discouraged, when people hear the news and then they think, oh, there's nothing I can do, untrue. There are things you can do. And right here, you can make a difference in the life of a child. You just don't know whether it's that one special teacher, the one CASA, the one person who really cares and says, you have value. You are worthy. You are worthy of love. You have value. And we're sorry that, you know, the family situation is what it is. You are an individual, and there is a future for you.
Yes.
Wow, that's exciting.
It is exciting.
You're going to be doing that this year.
Yeah.
We have just a few minutes left, so I would like for each of you to talk a little bit about something maybe we didn't discuss, or what else would you like the listening audience to know about CASA? I mean, I know there are some heartwarming stories that people have told me over the years, and children that come back and find the CASA and say, thank you, you changed my life, you made the difference. And so if there are any things that you'd like the listeners to know right now.
Well, because of the nature of our cases, we can't obviously talk at all about the
names,
individual children.
Yes.
But our CASAs make a difference every day. I observe them in court as they advocate for that child, for what this particular child that they're the CASA for what that child needs in their life right now. And it's incredibly rewarding. And as a CASA volunteer myself, I've had that experience to be able to speak up for a child who is too young to speak up for herself, or who is just not able to see that they can't live with their biological family. Because the truth be told, even if children are abused or neglected, what they want is to be with mom and dad, even if that's not a safe place.
They don't know what, well, and there is no real normal. That's a word, really, that it doesn't make any, it has no meaning anymore,
healthy.
Really. Healthy, yes, okay. They don't know what a healthy family is. And so then the CASA can hopefully shed some light and say, you know, there are other ways of being in the world, and maybe the family doesn't have the skill set. Maybe the family can be rehabilitated. If not, though, at least the child can be, shall we say, saved. I mean, this is a challenging time in the world, and these young people need that, again, an adult to hold out a hand and say, you know, you matter.
Absolutely, and to make sure that the children have a healthy and happy family to grow up in. It's not that they did anything wrong to bring them into the situation that they're in. It's not that they're broken or that there's anything wrong with them. They just need an environment where they can grow up to be healthy, happy people.
Julia, how does a child then trust a CASA? How that trust must be built, and how do they? Because I know a CASA would obviously need to have be a compassionate human being, a person who has listening skills, who can sense things, and then how is trust built over time? How does that work?
Absolutely, and I have to say that some of our CASAs probably are not. They may not even have children, so they have no experience with children of their own, or they may not be particularly fond of playing with children. So it's not a requirement to be gaga over children to become a CASA. Some of our kids in foster care are babies, so getting to know that particular child can be just getting to know what the interactions are between the child and the foster parents or between the child and the biological parents. It's not necessarily developing a rapport with a baby, for example. Some of our kids in foster care are youth that are 16, 15. And so developing rapport with those youth is definitely a whole different story.
Right. The program goes up until 18, right? From being a baby up until the age of 18. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, 21.
Mm-hmm. 21 for
21.
Some, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then there are other things that happen. Saadi, any last things you'd like to say?
I would just urge the community to just really kind of look into their hearts and think about what they want the future of our community to look like. And these children are our future. And we really need to lift them up. They're resilient. They're going to figure it out. But it's just so important to be involved if you're going to live here. And this is our town, and this is our future. So that's pretty much it. And the quote is that always comes to mind is, be the change that you wish to see in the world. You know, this is a phenomenal opportunity to do that.
Thank you both so much, Julia and Saadi, for your support of your dedication to CASA. And to the listening audience, there are ways you can be involved, whether you are a business and you wish to sponsor the 18th annual Clatsop CASA celebration happening on Thursday, March 10th. Whether you wish to learn whether or not you might be a good CASA by going to the class at the end of March and by attending the celebration, get in touch with our local CASA, Clatsop CASA, and figure a way that you can be involved. It will enrich your life as well as make the difference in the life of a child. Thank you both so much. And thank you so much, Kate Brister, for being our wonderful this morning.
Thank
and
you.
My gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. take a deep breath. It's a healthy thing to do. It's a peaceful thing to do. It will help you cope with life because there are always going to be things that don't go well in your life, and focus on those things that are going well, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists, the now moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.